The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
I'm Emily Nemeth and welcome to the next Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Layer.
Thanks, Emily. Trying something different, bit of a bite-sized edition as we hear back from Mickey and Emily Govin following the 50-51 loss yesterday to Bulls. Let's get the thoughts of Mickey.
I think it was a real game of sort of two halves, just in different sections. Obviously, the start is an issue for us at the moment that we need to address and that we will address very quickly. And that was sort of our main port of call in terms of any conversation, because ultimately, you know, we left ourselves so much to do that it was even a bit remarkable, really, that we came off feeling gutted that we didn't win. You know, I think a lesser team would have capitulated at that point. So, again, a negative and a positive all wrapped up into one. I think the middle two quarters, we showed our potential and what we're actually really capable of when we stick to task and we execute as a full team of 10. But ultimately, the game isn't won or lost in 30 minutes, and it has to be more of a full 60-minute performance. And we just left ourselves far too much to do.
And despite the defeat, like you've touched on, the two middle quarters would have been encouraging for you, but also the changes you made really did impact the game, so you must be quite encouraged by that. The full 10 would have been able to contribute.
Yeah, 100%. But, you know, like I know what these girls are capable of. I see them on a weekly basis in training. I trust all of the girls implicitly and have so much confidence in not just the 10 that you see on a game day, but the 15 that we really do have pushing each other in training sessions. That's the reason why we're able to continue to push. And that's so important. It's just about executing on the day under pressure. And I think different people do that at different stages in games. And for us, it's just a real consistency that we're trying to find across the board, and just looking for people to really step up and own their positions. But yeah, really happy with the changes that we made. I thought Em Golvin and Sophie had a real impact when they came on the court. But yeah, just disappointed that we couldn't see out the lead that we managed to get ourselves into in that fourth quarter.
And it's a quick turnaround heading up to the Sirens on Friday. I mean, how have your preparations now changed following that performance yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably a real positive, to be honest, off the back of yesterday. You know, I said to the girls last night, last thing I left them with is that by the time we get to training tonight, we have to have been this game, because we can't afford to lose a training session due to a bit of a netball hangover. So that quick turnaround this week's probably going to stand us in good stead. We know Sirens have had a solid start to the season in terms of their performances. They've probably been a little bit unlucky with their results, and it's their first home game, so we absolutely know that they'll be coming out gunning. It's a tough journey to go away to Sirens anyway. It's always a pretty long day, but you know, ultimately we're up for the challenge. I'm excited to see what we can do and how the girls respond.
And finally, what did you think of the crowd yesterday?
Oh yeah, amazing. You know, I think they were pretty quiet in that first quarter, but I understand why, and I guess we will endeavour to do better. But yeah, certainly as the game went on and our performance lifted, they were incredibly loud and with us all the way, and the feedback post-game has also been really positive. So we thank the fans for coming out and for their support, and we can't wait to see them again next weekend.
And what did Emily Golvin think of the game?
Gutted, to be honest. I think obviously that wasn't the start that we wanted, and so to be able to claw back and actually be in the lead going into the final quarter felt amazing, and then just to then end up losing by one when we were up by five is, yeah, just feels gutting, to be perfectly honest. But you know, that's we were on the lucky side of it the week before, and really we just need to be a lot more consistent and starting better in our games. So yeah, we'll just keep working.
Yeah. And how are you going to pick yourself up going into Sirens on Friday? I guess it's just regroup and go again?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's quite a short turnaround for us, but we're still training Tuesday, Thursday. And yeah, I think it's one of those things we'll obviously reflect on today, but we have to be able to, you know, bin that and use it as a motivation to play better on Friday and be better.
Bit of a quick turnaround. Next game is away to Sirens on Friday night at the arena, and we'll be there with reaction following as well. And don't forget, tickets for games at Surrey Sports Park available using the Eventbrite app, and just search for Surrey Storm Netball.
The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.